Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck.
The traffic perimeter is backed up for miles.
Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson & Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Cobb County is home to some of the best high school football action in the country. And each week, we'll break down the biggest stories in and around the county with our resident high school football guru, John Bednarowski. And now, with his co-host, Darren Sutherland, it's Marietta Daily Journal sports editor, John Bednarowski.
Welcome to the Cobb Football Friday podcast. I'm JP Edwards, and I'm here with the one and only John Bednarowski. I'm filling in for Darren this week, John, so it's just me and you.
All right. Sounds like a winner to me.
First, a thanks to our sponsors, Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedics, Superior Plumbing, Ed Boyle's Automotive, and Johnson & Alday Attorneys at Law. And John, what is going to be the big story of the week?
You know, if going into week four of the high school football season, I don't think there would be a whole lot of people that would have said the game of the week, the game to watch, was going to be Sprayberry and Kennesaw Mountain. But it has become that.
That's going to be the game to watch? Okay, all right. We're going to talk about that later in the podcast, but before we get there, let's go over this past Friday. Tell me some of the things that happened.
Well, Tyler Hughes happened. Tyler Hughes, quarterback over at Marietta. Marietta had a 21-19 lead at the half. Game finished 42-21.
Holy moly.
Tyler Hughes threw for, I believe it was right at 350 yards and four or five touchdowns. I mean, anybody that is going out to watch this young man right now, if they're not, if they weren't a believer before they saw him, they're a believer when they're walking out of the stadium.
He's the real deal.
The kid can spin it, and I know that he is committed to Southern University, and you know, it's a great institution. If he goes there, I hope he has a wonderful career. But if he keeps putting up numbers like this, there's going to be a lot of other programs that are going to come calling before signing day.
And, you know, that seems like it's kind of common that somebody will commit to one school and then they put up the big numbers, and that's where the big schools really come in.
Well, it's a little bit different this year. And I think it'll be the same way next year. With the NCAA granting everybody an extra year of eligibility because of the coronavirus this last year, getting a scholarship spot, you grab one.
Okay.
Because you don't want to be left on the outside. So if you've got an offer and, you know, you feel like you're comfortable at that particular school, you grab it because you just don't know how many spots there are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, you know, if you keep putting up 350 and five against Class 7A competition in the state of Georgia, there's going to be some spots available for you at some bigger schools. But no, he really had a nice game. And I'll tell you what, the game that ended up being the game of the week last week was Whitfield and North Cobb Christian.
Really?
Up there at NCC with, I believe, about 5 minutes left in the game. North Cobb Christian has an 18-7 lead.
No way. Okay.
And then Whitfield gets a touchdown. Next thing you know, they get the onside kick, and then there's something else that happens. 21 points in 4 minutes, and all of a sudden they win 28-18.
21 points in 4 minutes from Whitfield. Wow.
So it was a lot of fun, and Whitfield moved to 3-0. And they're going to try and get to 4-0 for the first time in program history this week. When they play East Forsyth, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But, you know, there were some fun games last week, and then, of course, there were teams like North Cobb and Hillgrove and them that were taking the week off. Mm-hmm. So they're back in action this week. So although, as much as I hate to say it, and we'll talk a little bit more about this a little later, the schedule is starting to thin out a little bit.
Is it? Okay. All right. Well, let's take a break, and then we'll get into that as to why the schedule is thinning out, and then also why the game of the week is going to be Sprayberry at Kennesaw Mountain. We'll talk about that coming up on the Cobb Football Friday podcast.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey! We do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
We're back on the Cobb Football Friday podcast. And John, first let's go around the county. Who are the matchups?
Well, we've got Alpharetta at North Cobb. That should be a fun one because North Cobb gets back on the field after a well-earned week off. West Forsyth at Walton. This was a game West Forsyth won up in Forsyth County last year. Walton had an unexpected week off last week when Brookwood had to cancel, so I know that the Raiders are ready to get back at it. Allatoona at South Cobb. If you'd have told me at the beginning of the year that South Cobb would have a better record than Allatoona going into week 4, I would have asked what you were smoking.
Yeah.
But Allatoona's 0-3. And really needs a win when they head down to South Cobb. We got Lassiter at Pope. This is going to be an interesting game because Lassiter's been able to score some points this year, and they've got Byron Harrison as their quarterback. He's putting up some good numbers. They got a couple of good receivers. Pope comes in 2-1. Big win last week at Kell. You know, this is a region matchup. They're both 1-0, so... You know, if they win again, all of a sudden they're 2-0, and, you know, anything can happen. There's only 4 spots, so you want to make sure that you can get all you can in that region. Whitfield's going up to East Forsyth. East Forsyth is a new program. They've yet to score in their first 3 games.
Oh, no, they haven't scored at all?
Not yet.
No field goals, no nothing?
It's like they've been outscored like 133-0. So I have a feeling that Whitfield might come back with a W on this one.
And the JV team's going to get a chance to really work out, probably.
Well, I would think some of the young guys will get in the game on Friday. Cavalry Day is coming up to North Cobb Christian. It's going to be interesting to see how North Cobb Christian responds after the hard luck loss to Whitfield last week. They are playing good football. There's no doubt about it. Cavalry Day comes in at 3-0, so this should be a really good game. And Lakeview Academy at Walker. Somebody's going to get their first win of the year. Both teams, unfortunately, 0-3. Walker has started well.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they haven't played as well in the second halves. So they had a early lead last week against Mount Pisgah, but still came up on the short end. So I'm looking forward to Walker possibly getting their first win of the year.
Does that have to do with it being a smaller school and having not as much depth?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are private schools around the state that, you know, you're allowed to recruit if you want to. And but the schools here in Cobb County choose not to do that. And when that's the case, it's the, you know, the kids that come there, they're out searching the halls, trying to get everybody, you know, as many kids out to play as they can. And, you know, you end up having a lot of kids that have to go both ways. And, you know, kids get tired in the second half when you're having that, you're asking them to play 48 minutes. So, you know, but I think Walker's going to have a real good shot of getting that first one this week.
All right. Tell me why the word coronavirus is on this sheet here.
Well, we've lost two games so far. As it turns out, last night, Pebblebrook and Miller Grove was canceled. For a while there, we thought Pebblebrook was trying to schedule a different opponent, but that doesn't seem to be the case. There's not going to be a game. And then just a little while before we started the podcast, we lost Osborne and Wheeler. We're assuming that it's also coronavirus related. I'm not sure which program, you know, not officially. Both programs put out a tweet. Wheeler says, you know, beyond our control.
Mm-hmm.
And not only has the varsity game been canceled, but Osborne's freshman game has been canceled. So I'm kind of thinking it may be on the Osborne side.
If sure.
If that turns out to be virus related, we've already lost six games to coronavirus protocols this year. We lost 20 last year, and that's 20 over 15 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're in week. We haven't played week four yet. We've lost six. So I'm starting to get a little bit concerned.
Yeah, I would hate to see another asterisk have to be put on a football season.
One thing I did forget to mention.
Okay.
Miller Grove, unfortunately, has the virus issue in, which is why the Pebblebrook Miller Grove game was canceled. Pebblebrook's going to get a win because of forfeit.
Oh, okay.
Some games are ruled no contest, or they're just canceled. Other games, one team gets, you know, and I'm not sure how it's determined that way, but from what I understand, Pebblebrook is going to get a forfeit win. And that Osborne-Wheeler matchup, that technically that's been postponed. It hasn't been canceled.
Okay.
They were talking about having it rescheduled at a later date. They do share an off week in at on October 1st.
Oh, so they could just move it to the
so
off
they
week.
They could move it to the off week. The only thing that that might bring up an issue is that's fall break. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking there might be some moms and dads that are not real enthused with having to stick around because all of a sudden they got to play football.
Sure, I get that. Now I see on the sheet, too, Marietta McEachern.
Well, we briefly talked about that earlier, but, you know, we're seeing exactly we're seeing Marietta start to round into form. You know, it was a couple of years ago when they won the state championship in 2019 and they had all the talent. They've got a lot of talent on offense. We talked about Tyler Hughes, but he's got all these guys that are catching the ball for him. And there was this guy a couple of years ago, big, tall, good-looking guy, number two. I think his name was Eric Gilbert, tight end. Cam Overton is starting to remind some people of, you know, look, there's only one Eric Gilbert. I'm not going to try and say he's a carbon copy, but he's starting to show some flashes that, you know, he's becoming a big time pass receiver in this offense. They've got three or four guys just like they had in 2019. If they could run the ball a little bit more, the running game just doesn't seem to get kickstarted. If they could run the ball a little bit more, Marietta could very well. I mean, we're thinking North Cobb and Walton were going to be dueling it out for the region. It might be a three-team race.
Really?
And It's really starting to look more and more like that's the way it's going to be.
And it seems like there is just a wealth of offensive talent in this area.
Oh, well, on both sides of the ball. It's ridiculous how many kids that we've got going to play in Division One. I think we're 170, 180 kids playing Division One football, and we're probably going to send another 40 or 50 next year.
That's insane. Are any of those kids playing in what you say is going to be the game of the week, Sprayberry at Kennesaw Mountain? Or do they have D1 talent?
Oh, yeah, on both sides of the ball. But what's going to be what I think is going to be the interesting matchup in that Sprayberry Kennesaw Mountain game is Sprayberry's running attack against Kennesaw Mountain's defense. Kennesaw Mountain's defense has played very well, and Jalen Ponder ran for 130 yards this past week. But Kennesaw Mountain slowed him down enough where they won 22-21. Isaiah Abbey, Sprayberry was off the first 2 weeks because of COVID situation. They came back against Wheeler last week. Now, Wheeler's 0-3, and they're struggling on offense. So, you know, it's hard to tell exactly how good or how bad Sprayberry is based on this particular performance. But in the 33-0 shutout win, Isaiah Abbey runs for 266 yards and 4 touchdowns.
That's strong.
Yeah. And it's going to be interesting to see if Kennesaw Mountain's defense can slow him down, because Abbey is going to be option one, maybe option two, maybe option number three. He's that good. They're going to ride him as far as he can go. And you ask him, Division One talent, he's actually going to go to Harvard.
No way.
So not only can he tote the rock, but the kid's smart enough to where I need to be nice to him because I might end up working for him one day.
Yeah, exactly, because you might need a lawyer, a high-priced lawyer one day.
Amongst other things. So, he's fun to watch. That's going to be a great ball game.
Is this the best Sprayberry team in the past decade?
You know, they had a few years ago, they had Jarek McKinnon and Forrest Holt. Of course, Jarek is playing in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Forrest went on to play college football. They were kind of 1A, 1B. They rotated in at quarterback, running back. They did a little bit of everything on those teams. And I want to say that was the last time that Sprayberry won a region title. It's hard to argue the fact that last year and this year, assuming that Sprayberry is able to continue what they did last year, these teams may be equal to that. So it's going to be fun to see.
Tell me what else that you have on the list here. There's a few more games that we need to cover.
Well, you know, this is – and if you had just looked at the schedule – at the beginning of the year and said, okay, the game of the week for the fourth week, 99 out of 100 times you would have said, oh, well, it's Hillgrove at McEachern. Mm-hmm. It's the annual battle down in Powder Town. And because that is, you know, that usually provides one of the best games of the year, usually goes down to the wire. I know, you know, there's been games that were won, I think, 12-7, and there's been games that have been won 64-48 mm-hmm. in that series. This will be the 12th meeting, and Hillgrove has a 6-5 advantage. So that's how close that these two teams play. But unfortunately, Hillgrove's 0-3, McEachern's 1-2. I think this is going to be a really important game for McEachern.
Mm-hmm.
A loss drops them to 1-3. They've got back-to-back playoff teams the next 2 weeks. They're playing Newton and Milton. Newton's already beaten two ranked teams. Milton won the state championship just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They were the number one ranked team in the state prior to North Cobb dismantling them 2 weeks ago. So, you know, two weeks ago. So I think it's going to be really important for McEachern just from a psyche standpoint. You don't want to see 1-3 going in and then facing, you know, two stack squads before region play.
Sure.
I don't think it would be a good look for them to be, you know, 1-5 going into region play. So I think this one's going to be important for them. Woodstock at Campbell. You know, Campbell's 2-0. Campbell's putting up a lot of points. They beat Berkmar 56-0 last week.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Joe Phillips, running back, going nuts. We've got Luke Marble is the quarterback. He's off to a really good start. The offensive line, which we thought was going to be the strength of the team heading into the season, is proving to be exactly that. Woodstock comes in 0-3. So Campbell could very well win this one, get to 3-0 for the first time since 2006.
Yeah, I was about to say, if we had asked John Bednarowski in May of 2021, hey, do you think Campbell's going to go 3-0? What would you have said?
No, I wouldn't have thought that. Now, the schedule, Berkmar is not the most difficult opponent. I would have thought that Woodstock would have been better than what they have been.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they got that season opening win against East Paulding, and I thought that was pretty impressive because Billy Shackelford's the former Sprayberry coach. He's the coach out there. They always come to play. And, you know, that was 21-21. Campbell had let a lead slip away, and I'm thinking, you know, but they put it back together and pulled that one out. So, yeah, I wouldn't have thought that they would be 3-0, but Howie DeCristofaro is doing wonders over there. The numbers are up. Obviously, the numbers are up on the scoreboard, and they're doing a nice job over there. And then Camden County at Marietta. Marietta went down to Camden County last year and dropped one 24-21. So I think Marietta's got a little something for them.
Mm-hmm.
Camden County is a better football team than they were last year. Jeff Heron, who won, I believe it was 3 state titles at Camden, is back for his second tour of duty down there. And they're getting back to more Camden-like performances when they were, you know, when you think of it right now, you've got, you know, Colquitt is the South Georgia team in Class 7A that everybody thinks of as the powerhouse. It used to be Camden not too long ago. They're gradually getting back to that. But and they're going to travel well.
Well, do you think, though, that how long of a ride is it from Camden County up to here?
Oh, good grief. You're talking about basically you're coming from Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's all day, right? Now, yeah. Is that going to affect the team?
Well, I would assume, I could be wrong, but I would assume that Camden County, we're taping this on Thursday afternoon. I would say they're on the road now.
Oh, you think they come up here and spend the night?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would expect them to. And then they'll get up tomorrow. Kids will have study hall, that kind of thing. They'll go somewhere and have a walkthrough,
mm-hmm.
And then start to prepare for the ball game. That seems to be what a lot of the upper echelon teams do when they make these long hauls.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that happening, but it's you know, Marietta likes to test itself,
mm-hmm.
And we've had Colquitt, we've had McEachern, now we've got Camden County, we've got, I think they've got Brookwood yet on the schedule, so they're loading up, and if they get through the non-region portion of the schedule healthy,
mm-hmm.
They're going to be very much a factor in Region 3-7A.
It's not that their schedule gets easier. It's just that they're really running a gauntlet before getting into region play.
Well, you know, they're doing that to prepare themselves for region play because you talk about a gauntlet. North Cobb's ranked second. I think Walton's ranked, or Walton's ranked second. I think North Cobb's ranked fourth. Marietta's ranked ninth. That's three out of the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all in the same region. So you've got to prepare yourself for those kind of games. And this is the way that Marietta does it.
We're going to take a quick break here on Cobb Football Friday podcast. But thanks to our sponsor, Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedics, Superior Plumbing, Ed Voiles Automotive, and Johnson and Alday Attorneys at Law. We've got one more question for you, John. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, brought to you by Carmichael Funeral Homes and Cremation Services in Smyrna and Marietta, celebrating memories you'll always cherish.
We're back on the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. I'm JP Edwards. John Bednarowski is here. He is the guru of all that is Cobb County football. And it's just one question. It's real simple. If you could be at one game this week, which game are you going to be at?
I'm going to go to the Sprayberry-Kennesaw Mountain game.
Really? I mean, you've really, been hyping this the whole time.
I am so anxious to see the continued growth of Kennesaw Mountain because it was 2 or 3 years ago they went 0-10. And they have a group of juniors and seniors that have come together like no group has ever done before. That the team, the program has never been 3-0 until this year. They haven't had a 4-game winning streak since the second year of existence, which would have been 2001. And that was when they were playing a non-region schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they've got the talent. And like I said, the matchup against Sprayberry, that offensive line, and Isaiah Abbey against the Kennesaw Mountain defense, I think that's just going to be special this week.
All right. I like the fact that you have been on this. Like you didn't waver at all today.
Nope.
It's Sprayberry and Kennesaw Mountain. That's it. That's the big one.
Now, there is one more big game as far as Cobb County is concerned, but it's a little bit higher level.
Okay. Well, you can't say that and not say tell me what it is. It's a university, right?
Kennesaw State is going to play its first Power 5 opponent. They're going downtown to play Georgia Tech. And, you know, as Brian Bohannon says, if they play their best game, it'll be good enough. Now, does that mean that they're going to win? I don't know, but, you know, Georgia Tech got beat by Northern Illinois last week. They don't run the triple option anymore, which is, you know, Paul Johnson's old offense, and Brian Bohannon has taken that and added some wrinkles to it. So it'll be interesting to see if the old Georgia Tech offense, so to speak, can beat Georgia Tech.
All right. I like that. I like that. It'll be worth looking out for. Thanks for listening to the Cobb Football Friday podcast, and thanks to our sponsors, Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedic, Superior Plumbing, Ed Voiles Automotive, and Johnson and Alday Attorneys at Law. John Bednarowski, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Find more online at CobbFootballFriday.com. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. All rights reserved.